the place that I have prepared. Be attentive to him and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you listen attentively to his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemy and a foe to your foes. Exodus 23. How about Job 33, 31 through 33? This is just an example of going through the Bible. Pay heed, Job, listen to me. Be silent and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Job 33. How about Proverbs 8, 32 through 35? And now, my children, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Happy is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. How many of us are walking around injured today? Think about it. Dig deep. How many of us are walking around injured today? Mark 9, 2 through 7. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking to Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Let me pause. How many people do you know that don't know what to say, and yet they say it anyway? Listen to what God says. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my Son, the Beloved. Let's hear it. Listen to him. Now see, Eric's transliteration of that is, then a cloud overshadowed them and said, Peter, shut up and listen to Jesus. That's what I think God said to Peter. That's why I don't write Bibles. All right, one more. Revelation 3:20. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me. Have you noticed in the Bible from beginning to end is full of if-then statements. Have you noticed that? If-then statements. You mathematicians ought to love that. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice. We have two choices here, don't we? See, we can hear his voice. What's the next if statement? If you open the door. So it's not only hearing his voice, it's what? So we have to hear and we have to do, right? We have to hear it and we have to do something. So if we hear his voice, first of all, and second, if we open the door, Jesus says, what? I will come into you and eat with you and you with me. Do you hear that? So it's more than just listening, isn't it? We have another step in this scripture, don't we, that we have to take. We have to listen, and then we have to do. We have to listen, and then we do. See, the question is, this morning, will we listen? Will we listen? God speaks to us through the Spirit in ways that tell us God is still here. Sometimes in the silence. Last night, of course, most of you know that we're trying to get the house done. And praise God, we got all the outside of the house painted. Sorry, that was just a natural reaction. Anyway, we're getting ready to come home, as it were. And the boys and I went in the shadow of the house, and we lay down on the ground, and we looked up. You see, in Raymore, Missouri, you don't see many stars. The sky was so clear last night. It was amazing. I noticed it as the sun went down over the horizon. There were those sunbeams that came up over the horizon. You know what I'm talking about? All the different colors. You see, it's moments like that where I have to say, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. How often do we take time to do that? It was so quiet out there that I could hear the buzzing in my ears, which shows me that I'm 41 years old. How long has it been since you've heard the buzz in your ears because it was so quiet?